kumsitz. It's a Yiddish word that means come sit. The word is used to describe an evening gathering where everyone sits together, be it on the floor or on chairs, and sing spiritually moving songs, or reminisce, or tell stories from the past, or discuss the present. Welcome to the Kumsitz, right here on 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome to the Kumsitz on Chai FM, the home of the Yiddish spirit and Yiddish language. It's great to be with all our listeners on air again. My name is Hilton Kaplan, and my co-hosts today are Shoshana and Ronnie Kaplan. Unfortunately, Judy is not well. She has she got bronchitis, and so she can't talk. So we wish her a refuah shleima and a speedy recovery, and we'll see her back next week, hopefully.
It's a shame, amen.
Here we are today on the 29th of June, 2023. Wie die Zeit flitt. Es ist schon a Woche vor Shivasar
Tammuz.
Yeah. A fast day, the 17th of Tammuz, which is, gives us 3 weeks to go to Tisha B'Av. But anyway, that's for next week. Coming up on the Kumsitz today, the three of us will once again be bringing you an exciting and interesting show.
We often are saying.
Always. How can you be negative, Ronnie?
I'm not negative.
No,
I'm
you're just hoping to be positive.
It'll be positive.
I am positive.
Good. The Kumsitz is focused on the spirit of Yiddish, and we would love to hear from you. So make a note of our contact details. Send us an SMS on 34519. A telegram on 0618951019, or you can even email us at onair@chaifm.com. As usual, Ronnie will be telling us some unbelievably interesting Yiddish stories, which we will translate as we go along. And as usual, we'll have a few words thrown in to be translated. And then, of course, we'll have Shoshana. So stay tuned, because even if you don't speak Yiddish, you'll be able to follow us. Shoshana will give us an insight into some Jewish matters, and I'm certain that her chat will be of interest to all. I wonder what her topic is this week. Shoshana, give us a hint.
Ich gehe weiter sagen, was passiert in the book Incredible. Ich gerät wegen einer Meister in dem letzten Woch, und der ganze Buch, ich denke, wir haben ein Serial da.
Oh, Serial, okay.
Can you
talk
in English, please?
So Shoshana will talk about
the book Incredible.
The book Incredible. Oh, I thought it was something that was incredible that happened, but the book Incredible, and she'll talk about what happened this week. Shoshana has given us the hint about her topic. Ronnie, the Zeilen Zameisa.
The Meisa that Zeilen Hind. Is given in passiert in America, and been in a hospital. It was in a hospital, and the two doctors given dort and some gegessen dort and frühstück in the Platz dort and some gerät. And a dritte doctor hat vorbeigegangen, and hat gehört the Meister.
Yes,
that was on some gerät. Du willst übertreiben oder ich will übertreiben. Okay. So there were two doctors who were discussing in the, where you have breakfast there in the hotel, in the hospital, exactly what was going on with, they were found a patient and he was something unbelievable. He given Epis a Malach. He was like an angel. So then say, was it passiert? No, they are gegangen and gehad, eye operation. For son Egan, and he had an operation on his eyes, and he's in the room there, but he looks like an angel, a cooked with an eagle. The under Schleimer what gehört was sein Gerät, and da wir gegangen in der Zimmer sehen dem Mann. So Schleimer heard this and he decided, well, he's going to go and see it. He walks into the room, er geht rein in Zimmer dorten, and er sieht. And I left the Reus Zaya Gich.
Oi.
I left the Reus Zaya Gich. He goes out there and he went and he moved out very quickly. And, the doctor him gesucht. Was it passiert? He says, well, I know the man and, I didn't want to greet him because he was my Rebbe. He used to teach me in yeshiva. Oh. So this is a given. Mit a Woche später, Mit einer Woche später kommt einer bei dem Doktor Schleumann und sagt, hat ihm gesehen, was ist gewesen mit ihm. And he did everything that was Schleumann, the patient. Und der Patient gesagt, komm sehen dem Ruf mit mir zusammen. Er lebt nicht weit von Danet. Du kannst kommen mit mir gehen da. Na, sagt Schleimer, nein, ich will nicht gehen dort. Er hat gewinnt mein Rov, und es ist gewinnt, ich habe gewinnt Frum in die Tag, und jetzt bin ich im Ganzen nicht.
Sie hat gesagt, es ist Verschämsach.
Es ist Verschämsach, ja. Er hat weggegangen dort, und hat gerät zu ihm zu kommen, zu gehen sehen der Rov. Und eventually, er hat gegangen sehen der Rov, gekommen leben beim Tier, hat er gesagt, du weißt, ich gehe nicht rein. He came to the door and he said, no, I'm not going in. Sagt dem Mann zu ihm, komm rein, der Rov wird er sehen. Er hat reingegangen in Zimmer, he went into the room and der Rov wird gesehen and der Rov gesagt, Schleimer, es ist fantastisch zu euch zu sehen. Schleimer, I can't believe it, you came to see me. You were my pupil long ago. They were by me and Yeshiva, a longer time. And had gehad tearen in the egg and the roof. He had tears in his eyes. And had geredet mit Schleimann. And the Schleimann habe ich gegangen. Kommt das Gate weg. Sagte, der Rov hat mir gedacht. Von sehr viel Zeit zurück. The rabbi remembered me from so long ago. And at those days, I was frum and everything. You know what? He gave Basach Biden. Alle der Echel gehen zurück. So was, ich hab gewinn früher. I'll go back and I'll become frum again. Because of the man remembered me. He couldn't believe it.
Unbelievable. What a story. Ronnie, was for a master.
This is the Kumsitz.
I'm Hilton Kaplan, along with my co-hosts Shoshana and Ronnie Kaplan.
Ich sag, am Abend jetzt geben, we'll give four words, and we'll see what they come up with. Okay, is that good?
No problem.
So last week I told you what this word was, but I'm putting it up again. What's a ticket?
A billet.
You just need to tell.
Sorry.
You forgot. This is the. Okay.
All right. Sorry.
So now I'll give them another one.
No, okay, that was last week's word.
Okay. Yeah. What's a ceiling? You know, a ceiling where you sit on top of your ceiling?
You sit on top of your ceiling?
I mean, you sit under the ceiling. Okay. The next one. What's clear? Something is clear. Right? And the next one I've got here, what's a neck? You know, your neck.
And this is for the...
For the people to come up with, yeah.
Anheres.
Yeah. And the next one is a bruise. You know, you get bruised.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Azaidos, Shoshana, du kannst jetzt umfangen, wie
Adank.
Zu gesund. Okay.
Von erstens will ich sagen ein Wort und nur dann will ich sagen der Meister. The word is, at the beginning we tell a word to kick us off on a spiritual way, and then I'll tell you the story, carry on with the story. We learn as Yaakov Avinu lo meit. Yaakov Avinu, our forefather, never died. What does that mean? Et gestorben. He's physically, he died, but spiritually he remained alive. Weil Edgar had 12 shvotim, he had 12 children, they were the tribes, and we all are from those tribes. Und gelernt sie Torah und Mitzvahs. Und for the far, as wir lernen Torah und Mitzvahs, we will, everybody has to die, but spiritually we will continue to live. Und as wir haben Kinder, wir darf sie lernen eichet Torah und zu tun Mitzvahs und sie leben und das anfangen zu anzugehen als sie. So we should teach our children to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs, and that will be a help for us when we pass on and a help for them when they pass on. If you have no children, mit darf haben, mit darf helfen, andere Jiden zu kommen, nennen zu Akkadosh Baruch Hu, zu lernen Torah und zu tun Mitzvahs. Und als er lebt, Jakob, und wir sind alle von Jakob. Okay. Jetzt, ich will anfangen mit meinem Meister. Der Meister, ich gewollt reden wegen Jiddel. Jiddel ist gewesen, Yehuda Wallace, der Vater von Yossi Wallace. Und er gewesen in der Krieg. Er gewesen in, he was in the war. For 6 years. Von Anfang bis Ende. Von 1939 bis 1945. 1939-1945. He was in the lager. He was in the concentration camp. He was at the, in the Warsaw ghetto. And this very strong man, Baruch Hashem, physically and mentally, was able to come through it. The letzte, Sach was the passiert gewesen, the death march. Because they had to go from Poland to Dachau. Und ich will sagen dem Meister, weil er, dass er gewesen, der Jahrzeit von der Klausenberger Rowe-Nächten. Und er hat, gesagt, als der Meister, was er passiert jetzt, hat er passiert. Jiddel hat gegangen mit alle an die Jiden, walken. Sein gewalkt und gewalkt. They walked. Dass er gewesen sehr heiß in Peiland. Und sie nie gegeben, kein Sacht zu essen und kein Sacht nicht zu trinken. So they were boiling hot, nothing to drink and nothing to eat. Then, some of the Nazis decided they were going to have some fun. They took off a section of the people who were marching. Und sie haben gesagt, du weißt was, komm, there's a stream, du kannst herangehen in stream. Das ist eine Machaya, because it was cool for them on their legs. And they went into the stream. Aber the Nazi gesagt, I'm on the bridge, I'm looking at you, you're allowed to stand in the water, but you're not allowed to put any water into your mouth. And Jiddel said, this is out of all the tortures, is one of the worst tortures that he had to go through. Anyway, the Nazis gesagt, so they gay arum in a circle, and slowly, it gesehen, as they shissen the underyidden, because they put their hands into the water, they couldn't resist, and they put the water into their mouth. So there's Yiddel standing in the stream, and there are lots of Jewish bodies around him. Noch a Walinke, haben sie gesagt, nö, du kannst herausgehen vom Wasser. Haben sie herausgegangen vom Wasser, and they fell on the earth next to it, and they were exhausted. Suddenly, somebody gives Yiddel a hard spoon and says to him, dig. Yiddel says, was mach ich da? Was darf ich tun mit das? Für was? He said, dig. So he started to dig and slowly, water started coming out of the earth. And all the people drank their fill and the Germans kein Sach nicht tun wegen das. So they carried on and the story is so amazing that Yossi, the Sohn von Yiddel, hat gesagt, nein, ich kann das nicht glauben. Ob der Klausenberger Robert gewesen dort, und er hat gesagt, das ist ein Emeser Meister, ich habe das gesehen mit meinen eigenen Augen, and it did happen. The Klausenberger Robert was there, he saw it with his own eyes, and it did happen. Then there is a sequel to the story, and that is, after the war, Yiddel was walking in Germany, and he saw a big sign that certain Nazis had been captured, and anybody who knows their name or would recognize them and has got evidence against them, to come and run to the courthouse and to give evidence. So Yiddel takes a look at the list, and who does he see there? He sees the list, the name of the person who was standing on the bridge who shot the Jews who put water into their mouth. Hat er reingegangen in the courthouse, in the Mishpat, und er hat gesagt, ja, ich kenne einen von the Nazis, and so they said, are you prepared to be a witness against them? He said, absolutely, and they brought out the Nazi, and Yiddel recognized him, and the judge says, to Yiddel, is this the manager? No. He said, yes. And they asked the Nazi, do you know this Jew? So he said, no, never seen him before. So the judge zogt to Yiddel, zog on was it passiert. So Yiddel had gesagt, the ganze Masse was er jetzt gesagt, als hat geschossen Jiden, was gegangen and put water into their mouth. So the Nazi says, I never did that. The Jew is telling a lie, and I never did anything like that. So Yiddel says to the judge, can ich gehen nennte to the man, and can ich gucken auf sein Augen? Can I go near to the man, look at his eyes, and let him deny that I saw him do this? The judge says, yes, please go and confront him. He goes to the German and he said, you were with a machine gun on the bridge. You were killing Jews who put water into their mouth. And he said, never. Suddenly, Yiddel had nicht gekannt anhalten. Yiddel could not hold himself back. He grabbed the German and he pulled him. He was quite strong now because he had come through so much. He'd got his strength back, and he pulled the German. Other people in the courthouse came and geholfen, arrest zu nehmen Yiddel von the German, that Niki kennt das Ton. Eventually they pulled him away, and Yiddel pulled out his ear. So Yiddel was taken to be locked up. The German was taken to the hospital to be bandaged up. And now, for the rest of the story, Yiddel sitting in Turma. Yiddel is sitting in the exact cell that this German came from. And they cooked up the Reusen. He's looking on the outside. He sees the German comes back from the hospital, all bandaged. And then they take him, they put a noose over his neck, and they hang him. So he had gefragt the judge, the soldier, was a passiert da? So there, the judge believed what you said, and he was guilty, and we hung him. Das war gewinn der Meister.
Der Kleisenberger Robert verloren sein ganzes Mensch-Buch.
Ja, sorry. Das war gewinn ein Weib und 11 Kinder.
Ja, hat angefangen ein neues Leben, und das Eusi Breit in Israel in...
The Dana.
In
Zanz,
in
hospital.
Yes, in Netanya.
Netanya. This is the Nado Hotel. It's called, I think, the Nado Hospital.
Kenzine.
It's called, a wife and 11 children he lost, and then he started a new
family.
He actually said in the Shoah, while he was in there, he said, Hashem, if you let me live, and then I'm going to build a hospital, and he did that.
Okay.
This is the Kumsitz.
Judy, thanks for your messages, and Cindy, thank you for your message. Judy apologizes for not being available today, but she hopes to be back, and she wishes us to have a good show. Then there's
thank
a message.
Thank you, Judy, and for Shlema.
Yeah. Then Judy sent us a message about a ceiling and a bruise. She says is a Sinyaka ceiling. I can't make out, Judy, but anyway, don't worry about it, because we still believe that because you're listening, you're still on the show. And then
a bruise.
Yeah.
What did you say, a bruise?
A Sinyak.
Yeah. And then, of course, our regular listener, Cindy, wishes Judy a refuah shleima, and she says a bruise is a sinyak. So they know what a bruise is because they've been there before.
They've been bruised.
Yeah.
This is the Kumsitz.
Here we are, the Kaplans, back on air again, and a few messages have come in. So, Judy, it obviously looks like you've got withdrawal symptoms for not being here with us in the studio. But thank God for computers and emails and messages. So well done, Shoshana. Very good choice from Judy. And she says that it's the best show ever. Well done. And what a song. Yickle Stickle. You have to have Judy saying her Yickle Stickles. She's already feeling better.
Good.
Anyway. So the choice of your song, I mean, the song spoke very closely to the message of the Klausenberger Rebbe and all the people who were taken away on the death marches and whatever have you.
She's very tragic, and she comes jetzt zu drei Wochen echt. It's very tragic, all this. And we're coming now to the 3 weeks,
which
we went through.
The sad message. Sad messages,
It's life.
But the song gives us hope.
And so basically what the words of the song were, was that they wanted to take whomever it was away.
The Shomer Shamayim had to go down to a child in this earth. And the Shomer didn't want to go down because the place is full of evil and full
trouble.
And the Malach says, it's your job. You've got to go there. You'll be able to do good things. You'll be able to achieve. And then eventually the last little stanza is that you'll be by the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, use your time in this world productively. Learn Torah, do your mitzvahs, and you'll achieve.
Okay, the base said, this game, they, she can, in hoys, alles ding, was the wheels call, kaifen dort mal sei. King sei on, nehmt 60 Minuten, a show, and they bring it to eich in hoys, darfst nicht stehen in a tor, darfst kein Sach nicht tun. Mit geht er rein, mit klingt on, this game, sagten Boke Tov, or Shalom, and me sagt sei, was mir willen, and they schicken euch, was ihr wollt, mit Salt, and mit kein nicht, darfst nicht arroz gehen, es ist nicht heiß, nicht kalt, wenn du willst gehen, klick on this game, and they willen schicken bei euch, was ihr wollt. Was denkst du von das?
That's this game delivered in Yiddish.
In Yiddish, ja.
Okay, well done, Ronnie.
No, well, that's, because they gehen aus Zollen, zweimal als they feel as mit Zollen.
Yeah. So to all our listeners out there, share your thoughts with us on any topic you may wish to discuss. Let us know your comments on what we've spoken about. And if you'd like us to feature a particular song or a particular topic in upcoming shows, send us an SMS on 34519. Text us on Telegram at 061-895-1019. Or even email us from anywhere in the world at onair@chaifm.com.
In a poor Wochen herum, the 9th of August, geht Judy Hoben bei ihr in Stub, a fashion show. The Geld wird again to Achuzat Sarah Weiber in Israel, and, sie guckt, Chiquita, sie machen das, and, du kennst dorten gehen zu 52-60 Street in Harten, bei Judy dorten in Zena Seigen früh morgen. The 9th of August, and we sign 22 Tegin Av. And there was from Arab, no for Freuen, not for men, eh? This is a show, a clothes show from Chiquitas.
They are fine.
They are fine, we sign by here, what and by here and always. Yes, hoping me a poor Werther will make an.
Poor Werther.
Yo. Okay. What's Messiah?
Mashiach. That's easy, Ronnie.
You want the song, Mashiach.
No, we don't want the song.
We want Mashiach now. Yeah. We want Mashiach.
He's coming next
now.
Week, don't worry.
Okay.
Er kommt.
Ronnie Weiss.
Next week? Yeah. Or in between now and 4 weeks' time?
It's Ken Zayn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Ronnie.
What's a musician?
A musicant.
No, no. That would be the translation into a different word.
Okay, sorry.
Er spielt, a spieler.
No. You don't know? Give up.
Give up.
Klezmer.
Oh, a musician.
Klezmer is a kind of music.
No, it's a musician. Okay, don't argue with
the don't argue with the dictionary.
Don't argue with me. What's comfortable?
Bequem.
Very good. Excellent.
No, come Shoshana.
Sorry.
You've got to think, please.
Okay.
Me the next you. One is shortly.
Bald.
Right. So I got it quickly, you see, yeah? Okay, what's, Used to.
Angewandt.
Very good, Jeshana. Unbelievable.
You see a challenge. I gave you a challenge.
She jumped up to the challenge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what's signed, you know, when you sign something?
Unterschreiben.
That's to give
security.
Security, yeah.
So to sign.
Yeah. The sign is gemächt.
Gemächt, okay.
Sure.
Okay, what's look?
Cook.
Both of you, eh?
Cook and look.
One shot. What's a company? No, you've got a company.
That's a chef something.
Like a chef.
Yeah. No, that's a business.
So it's the same thing?
No, it's not. Chevra is a different thing. No, but what's a company?
A company is a company.
Name. It's a firma.
A firm. Oh, a firm. Okay, firm. Right. Okay,
okay, okay, you win, Ronnie.
Okay.
Again.
Okay, what's infection? Aha.
That's not. That one you can put out to everybody out on air.
Okay.
Krankheit.
No, that's sickness.
A machala.
A krankheit
machala,
is.
Yeah, that's it. What's Polish?
Sure. No, to farben is to paint.
So to paint is to farben, is correct.
Rein zu machen.
No,
to glisten.
No, glisten is to skate.
No, that's. But you, I would say to shine.
To polish is wax.
To wax.
Okay.
Okay, what's a forest?
A wald.
Very good, Shoshana. What's to betray? To
sein Faraya. That's Afrikaans.
to something.
Okay.
Wafados, mit der Frank, der Tacht.
Ja, betray, come.
Okay,
wait. To buy something.
A Masara.
Oh,
A Moisa.
A Masara, okay.
A Masara, yeah. What's a birth certificate?
Geburt.
A Geburt, something.
Certificat von. Mm-hmm. Geburtstag.
Geburtstag is a birthday.
A certificate for the birthday.
Mm-hmm. Mitrika. Mitrike.
Mitrika.
Okay, you didn't get that one. That's one. I don't think I would have got it unless somebody told me about it. What's the inquire?
To ein...
Fregen.
Fregen.
No. Fregen is, yeah, the part of it. Noch fragen. Between?
Zwischen.
Very good. What's a funeral?
A lavaya.
She's got it. What's foolish?
Tippesh. Das Yiddish. That's the Hebraish. A tippesh.
No, that's stupid.
What's your word?
Foolish.
A nar.
Narish. Very good, Shoshana. What's when you play cards?
Wir spielen Karten.
Very good. L. You see what you did, Hilton? You gave her a challenge she did it. Okay, so let's go back to those words that they didn't get. What were the words there?
Last week's words or this week's words?
No, this week's words. Okay.
That you just gave now.
Yeah.
So Judy just sent us another message.
Yeah.
She has to be part of the show. She wants to know, what is the Yiddish word for an infection?
Infection, yeah. I gave it to you.
We're asking her. She's got the wherewithal to open up her...
Shittenblei.
No, she says, Yehoba, an infection. You ask for
That would be Judy, yeah. Okay, the infection is Shittenblei.
Sure.
It's just a Yiddish word.
Yeah.
Shittenblei.
Yeah.
Never heard it. Never heard.
Okay. Well, you learned something. What's a brat? A person who's a brat.
Oh, that's. What? my brother, he said to me when I was a little pipsqueak, he said to me, Zaneta.
Jungatz.
Jungatz.
There
yeah.
you go. Brett. Very good.
Another?
Noch einer.
Noch.
Noch. Another one, noch, a noch.
Yeah, okay. Good. That's what I've got. So
now you're giving up.
Yeah, I'm not giving up.
Nein, ich hab noch ein Maße von dem.
No, the Maße wird kommen später. What, we want to know the answer to our question.
Which is?
What was the question? The question is, what was the ceiling?
That was for the audience. That's yes, what so I
have. Nobody came up with it.
Well, Judy came up with it, but I couldn't make out what it was.
Mm-hmm. It's a kippa.
A kippa. A kippa.
Ceiling.
Shh. Okay.
Come on out, your unheroes. You got to.
They're not with it today. No, they're not with it, yeah. Okay.
Where's this Carol? Remember Carol used to write
to us. I don't know where she is.
Maybe she's not listening. Carol, if you're listening, you heard there was a challenge from Shoshana.
Yeah, we want to hear from you, Carol, please. We want to hear from all of you.
Yeah, okay. So those are the words for today. Yeah.
Okay.
The willst der Episode haben am Meister, Kirch Meister. Was it yes? Was
no,
it
no. Craig's got an ad break.
I see. Okay, but say that, okay.
This is the Kumsitz.
I just found that word that somebody was supposed to tell us about. What's a neck?
A neck?
Yeah. Nobody came up with it. The word for a neck is a hals.
Oh,
that's a throat.
It's a neck. It's the same thing.
Okay.
If you say so.
I say so, okay. The other one is, what's hell?
Gehenna.
Very good. And to acceptance.
To... Ronnie, where do you find these difficult words from?
No, but it's just normal Yiddish.
Yeah, no. The problem is we haven't used it for such a long time that we don't remember it.
Ich,
what's sad?
Nicht zufrieden. Nicht zufrieden.
No.
Treurig.
Treurig. Very good, Johanna. Very good. I'm still waiting for... Okay,
this is still the one word you're waiting for.
Yeah, okay. We got that one. Okay, doesn't matter. We'll carry on.
You're giving it up.
Okay, I'll give it up today for today. Oh. I want to give you a quick story.
Quick story, go for it.
Sie gewinnen, mit, Asachjoren zurück, hat Rav, Ovadia Yosef, hat gekrogen the Jerusalem Prize.
Just by the way, he was the Sfardi chief rabbi. Correct.
Yeah, he got the Jerusalem. Yeah,
800,000 people came to his levaya.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and he's buried, you know where he's buried in?
In Sanhedrin.
In Sanhedrin, yeah.
The last place, the last spot that's available.
Yeah. Well, he took the front part of it. Okay. But he got the Jerusalem Prize years ago for his 50th birthday. He got the Jerusalem Prize. Hmm. So haben sie gesagt, er darf kommen in Jerusalem. Es wird sein dem und dem Tag und dem und dem Zeit. This day and this time. Und hat gehabt allemal a Shiur in die Zeit. Und 6 Menschen allemal gekommen zu der Shiur, alle Tag. He had the Shiur this time and 6 people always came. And that time was supposed to be the one that he had to go to the ceremony to get it. Besides, was a gedarf kriegen the prize, is Geld gewinn in a wenig echet. There was money available from the prize. And at nigig, at gewinn 6 Azeiger, and at gehad the Shir, and 7 Azeiger, hat gesehen, es ist sich in Zeit, at gedarf sein dort in früher, and at nigig gegangen, and jetzt ist Mincha Mariv, darf er daben mit seinen Menschen, das seinen 6, und noch eine, 7, und ein paar in den Schuh, und daben Mincha Mariv. And it was perspektiv, sag. He got there very, very late. But the umfanger, the kapellmaster, the organizer, hat angefangen zu schreien auf ihm, sagte, du darfst gewinnen da früher, sagte, ich hab gedacht, tun was denn. Ich nehm 6 Menschen, was ich gewinn 600,000, und alle 600,000 Menschen lernen. Und das ist gewesen von mir, eine große Schule, von mir zu kommen bei euch da. Es macht sich das, ich darf kriegen das Geld, das verstehe ich. Hat angefangen zu reiten, he started addressing the public, and he told them the whole story about them and them, and they said, ja, sie gut, dass sie gehen, it's Kiddush Hashem that you stayed and you gave your shir and you dubbed the Mincha Ma'ariv and you came here later and you attended to it. And to get the Jerusalem Prize, he was 50 years of age when he got the Jerusalem Prize for writing a Sefer. And people were very jealous about that because he was such a clever man. But as Shoshana said, 800,000 people attended his funeral. Sure. You couldn't get near Sanhedrin. So the whole of Jerusalem was like...
Well, that's it. He was wasn't the chief rabbi,
for nothing.
Saudi chief rabbi for nothing.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
I met him, actually.
There's a... somebody sent us a message. I don't know who it is with nameless, anonymous, but net alle talk, jeden talk. I don't know where that fits in. Not every day.
Not every day.
Okay. Not important. So, just a reminder to all our listeners out there, send us your comments on any matter or topic for discussion by SMS on 34519, by telegram on 061-895-1019, or by email at onair@chaifm.com. We would love to hear from you, even if you just want to say hi. It's almost time for us to say goodbye. The 3 Ks. Yeah. We haven't been the 3 Ks for a while.
Yeah, yes, I know. It's
we were always the 3 Ks and Judy.
Yeah.
Or it was 2 Ks and Judy. Yeah. Anyway, the 3 Ks.
But the point being that we're back on air. Yeah. And also next week is Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, remember. So we will be on the air. Yeah. Praise God.
We'll be back with you next week at the same time in the same place for the Kumsitz on 101.9 Chai FM. Well, it's nearly time to say goodbye.
So, everybody.
Thanks to all at Chai FM, Craig in the studio, Kathy and the crew. Stay safe, drive carefully, and enjoy yourselves. Good
keep
shows.
Warm. Keep warm.
Yeah, yes, yes, you've already a bit of cold in the reason, weißt du?
Das ist Winter, was wir so haben.
Ja, und ich habe gehört, in Italien, Nächten gewinnt 39 Grad.
Sure.
39 degrees.
Ich habe gehört, in India, ein paar Menschen hat gestorben von der Hitze.
Hitze, yes. Yeah. Das baut sich die ganze Welt jetzt mit der Wetter.
Was gehört in KwaZulu, Tornado.
Ja, und Nächten bei uns in Johannesburg, gewinnt Regen. In Juni.
Mitten Winter.
Mitten Winter, es passt nicht. Es geht nicht wie...
Am erschugene Welt.
Nein, nicht am erschugene Welt. Der Wetter in der Gebieten sagt.
Ja.
Umetum, ganz Welt. Ich habe gehört in England, sie meinen, dass 24 Grad ist sehr heiß. Ja, sie sind erschugge. Sie sagen, es sei heiß. Ich sage, es ist so hot. In England, at 24 degrees. I see it in the television.
Nein, meine Tochter gesagt, das ist 30 und das ist packen sehr heiß. Und Menschen haben nicht kein Air Conditioning dort.
Oh, in England?
Ja, a lot of
people. England, English, was weiß ich nicht. But I saw that you can't believe it. The weather has changed all over the world.
Well, that's what it is.
Okay, I wish you all a guten, gesunden Shabbos. And thank you, Craig. And Judy, please God, we'll see you back next week.
Oh, man, have a refuah shleima, Judy.
And everything of the best.
A guten Shabbos zu uns, to all our Anhörers.
A guten Shabbos.